Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I praise and magnify God for that. Yes, I do. I am a practicing believer, striving to practice living the Word of God. And I do that by practicing the God habit. What does God say about it? How does He say that I am to live this life? And so that's what I am striving to do. Do I make 100 every day? No. But I'm striving to make that 100. And I praise God today that I am enjoying. I'm enjoying my journey, and I praise God for that. The late missionary Maylors Monroe, she used to always say, I thank God for allowing me to live long enough to know how I am to live saved. And I thank God for that. Thank Him that I go to bed at night with a smile in my heart as I reminisce on my day. Yes, and I praise God for that. I haven't always had that smile in my heart. I don't even know when God did it. All I know is that it's my heart's desire to please Him, and I thank Him for that on today. Well, I am so glad that you're here with me today, that you've joined me to talk about this topic on today. Voice, activate your faith. Voice, activate your faith. Praise God. And we use our voices to do many things. But what we want to do today is activate our faith. So we're going to use our voice, and we're going to activate our faith on today. So we praise God that you've joined us, and maybe you didn't get a chance to join in on today, but our messages are archived. So you can go on to Facebook and hear the entirety of this message, or you can go to my website, and you can listen to it there. So whenever at your convenience, you can sit down, sit back, take off your shoes, relax, and listen and be encouraged about this word on today, about using your voice to activate your faith. Isn't it amazing that modern technology just didn't become modern today. But God wrote it in his word. Woo! Praise God. Thank you. Technology. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He was the first. Thank you, Lord. The originator. Praise God of these different things. And we think that modern technology has introduced it. But it was introduced way back when God created the world, created mankind, and gave man the knowledge, the wisdom, how to do a thing. We praise God for that. I'm excited. I get excited when I talk about the word of God, because it is life and is health to all of my flesh. And I praise God for that on today. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this word on today and see the deliciousness of what God has in store for us in using our voice to activate our faith. All right? I want you to get in your mind what it is that you would have God to do for you. Those things that you have been asking God to do for you. I want you to activate your faith right now in believing, because God says over in Mark 11 and 24, whatsoever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive it and ye shall have it. We can have what we say. And you know what? We do have what we say, positive or negative. We have it. So praise God. Get it in your mind. And as we pray, believe God for what it is that you need. And then watch God work. Watch the word activate what you see. Woo! That's exciting. Watching the word activate your voice. Activate your faith in what you're believing God for on today. Most gracious Father, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. You're so great and you're so worthy of every one of our praises. We come asking today that you would forgive us if we have displeased you in any way with us, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for your angels, Lord, that you've encamped around us to keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. How that you lead, God, and direct us through our day, every day, God. You're there. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So you're right with us, and we thank you for that right now, God. Even as we do this broadcast, Lord, you're right here with us. You have anointed us. Thank you, God. You said it in your word. You've anointed us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to speak, to encourage your people. And we thank you for it right now, God. Thank you for this ministry, God, of encouragement. It's nobody but you. And today we ask that you would go into the nursing homes, God, and bless your people right there, God. Thank you for yesterday, how that you blessed each one as we were there, Lord, speaking your word in the name of Jesus, in our home and foreign Bible study mission. And we thank you for that, God. You just keep right on. You just keep right on blessing us, making a way, opening up doors, God, and speaking through us. And we thank you for that on today, God. Father, we ask that you would walk up and down the halls of the hospital, God. Go in and visit the rooms of your people, Lord. Speak to them, Lord Jesus, And we thank you for that, God. Let a revival break out, God. Let a revival break out among your people, O God. Save, heal, deliver, and set free, God. Fill with the Holy Ghost, God, your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to be ready when you come, God. We don't want to be getting ready, but we want to be ready. And we thank you for your word today, God, that encourages us, Lord. Thank you, giving us what we need to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless our leaders everywhere, God. Look on them. Encourage their hearts, God, to speak your unadulterated word, God, in the name of Jesus. Pure word, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No compromising word, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. Now activate my faith as I speak, as I use my voice, oh God, to encourage your people. Anoint me. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, that people would be healed, would be delivered, would be set free, God. In your most holy name, I pray today as I speak your word in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said if I would acknowledge you in all of my ways and doings, that you would direct me. Thank you for direction on this day, this Wednesday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in 2018. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, God, and amen, and amen, amen, amen. We thank God for prayer on today, for prayer is always in order. It's always in order. Praise God. What does the word say? Man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not fainting time, but it's praying time. It's time to give ourselves to the Lord and wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him for an answer. What we going to do? We going to wait on God. We going to trust God, and we going to wait on him. See what he say that we should do. There are things that I want to do. Praise God. But I'm talking to the Lord about it, and I want to wait patiently for him. I was listening on this morning how that Abraham and Sarah, and how that God made the promise, but Sarah got in a hurry to help God and just kind of made a mess out of the whole thing by giving her maid to Abraham. So, it's best to wait on God. It's best to wait on him, and he will give us just how to do it. If God promised it, he's going to bring it to pass. If he made the promise, he will bring it to pass. So, I want you to if you miss this message, like I said, that you can go out on Facebook and listen. I also want to let you know that we do prayer every morning from 7:15 to 7:30. And if you would like to join us, you are welcomed. You'd be welcome to join in with us to pray or share your testimony about what the Lord is doing for you. And you can call in to that conference line at 515-739-1237. And the code is 634-812. Yes, and come and pray with us. And if you have a prayer request that you maybe you can't call in, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there, and we will add you to our prayer list, and we will be praying for you. We're watching God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as we voice activate our request, our faith to God, we're watching God activate in us His will. Yes, praise God. I had been having a pain, thank you, Lord Jesus, in my side for the last month. For the last month. And I'd even went to the hospital about the pain. And they could not find where the what was going on. They'd given me a couple of different things that they said, but so what the song say, I turned it over to Jesus, and I stopped worrying about it. And I want you to know that I don't know when the pain left. All I know, is, and I'm testifying about, is that it left. It's no longer there. And I owe it all, and I give the glory and the praise to God on today. So I praise God for that. Amen, amen. And I want you to get ready, get ready, get ready for my newest book, Dressing in God's Designer Word. It was supposed to have been released on the 17th, and I'm not sure just what the holdup is, but it's going to be active, going to be activated sometime this month. So praise God, continue to pray for me, and continue to pray for the success of the book. There are many things that I am believing God for to be able to do through this book. Praise God. All right then, so let's get into our topic for the day, talking about voice, activate your faith. Voice, activate your faith. And this is from the desk of Dr. Mary Tisdale Green. And today is Recover All Wednesday. Recover All Wednesday. And we are talking about voice, activate your faith. And first, let's look at that word, activate. Activate. What does it mean? It means to set in motion, to make active, or more active. More active. And I thought about activate. You know, when you get a new credit card or a debit card or whatever kind of card you get, and maybe you don't have any of those cards, you're debt-free. And I am praying and believing God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm activating my faith, that that's my desire, that that's my future. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I will be debt-free. Debt-free. Praise God. So to activate. So when you get that card, they have a number on the front with the sticker, and it says, call this number to activate. Call this number to activate your card. Now, to activate our faith, who do you call? Well, you dial up J-E-S-U-S. Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And your faith, will be activated. We're going to voice activate our faith on today. Voice is the sound that's produced by the vertebrates, by means of the lungs, the larynx, and the synaptics, especially sound so produced by human beings. So it's our voice, it's our sound, the words that are coming out of our mouths. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're activating the voice. Our voice have been activated. And so that's why he says, be watchful, be careful of the things that we say out of our mouths. So this is the tongue is the only untamed member of our bodies. A little bitty member, but it can speak powerful things and set in motion the positive or the negative. So we have to be careful. That's why we say if we acknowledge God, He'll give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that we need to use it. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then faith. Faith, allegiance to duty or a person, loyalty, fidelity to one's promises, belief and trust and loyalty to God, firm belief in something for which there is no proof. What did it say? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we praise God today because now we know that our voice activates our faith. Our voice activates our faith, positive or negative. Faith activates our faith. Negative faith is fear. Negative faith, doubt. So we don't want to activate fear, but we want to activate our positive faith, and that is in the Word of God. I was reading an article, and it was by a Pastor Roma Bishop, and it was based on 2 Corinthians 4:13. And it was sent, then 4 and 13 says, I believe, so I spoke. Our faith is like this too. So we believe, so we speak. Voice activation technology has become common in our everyday lives. We can speak to our cell phones, our car navigation system, and they respond to our voice. We even set up voicemails and all kinds of activation. And now I can't think of the name of it, the one that talks back to us, but all kinds of voice activation systems. And praise God. And we think that it just now, in the last, years came about? But it came about in Jesus' time. He was the first one to introduce this system. He was the first to introduce it through his word. In the spiritual realm, your voice has power when you speak from the perspective of faith. God has set up a voice activation system of faith when our mouth is connected to our heart. Can't you see that? Can't you see that God, in his own unique way, started our first system, set up our first activation system? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. In the spiritual realm, your voice has power when you speak from the perspective of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we speak it to activate. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he's given us many examples of voice activating faith. He said, speak it, and I'll do it. I'll do it, is what he said. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when we speak according to Scripture, we can possess those things that are promised to us. We set them in motion. We set them in motion when we speak God's word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The word of God has power. There's power in the word of God. And he has given us, the believer, authority. Thank you. Thank you, God. He's given us authority. Power and authority to use his word. Woo! And when we believe and speak it, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It comes to pass. It comes to pass. He said, I'll do it. I'll do it. Thank you. If you just activate me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Activate. Thank you, God, your faith. It was Jesus who said, when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it. Mark 11:24, which is one of my favorite scriptures. One of my favorites that we pray every morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. While on our prayer line, we talk about that scripture, Mark 11:24. And he said, whosoever, whatsoever your desire, when ye pray, thank you, believe that you receive it. That's activating your faith. Believing. Believing. Setting it in motion. You're setting it in motion for a blessing when you believe on the word of God. Thank you. Things are set in motion when you speak it, when you bark, activate it, when you activate it. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Boys, activate your faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark 11:24. Praying involves saying something. This is giving voice to your faith. That is how our faith actually works. Paul also explains this principle in 2 Corinthians 4:13. We believe and therefore we speak. Speak what you believe. Speak the word of God. Stand on his promises. Stand on his promises with your voice. Activate, thank you, Lord Jesus, your faith. Activate your faith and speak what God has said. He promised it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he's a man that cannot lie. If God said it, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. You can take it to the bank. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. If God said it, woo! If it's in his word, thank you, Lord Jesus, he'll bring it to pass. Many experience this in reverse. That negative faith, that negative faith. They're saying negative things and wondering why bad things happen to them. Watch what you say. Watch how you say it. Watch it. You're speaking a negative into your life. Jesus said, you have what you say. So be careful what you speak. And what you speak into other lives. Don't speak the negative, but speak the positive. Voice, activate your faith. Don't do it in a negative way, but speak God's word and bring great things to pass. Amen, amen. You shall have what you say. Let me encourage you to activate your faith and start receiving God's blessing. Who don't want to be blessed? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Voice, activate your faith. My prayer today, thank you for faith that cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray on today. And amen and amen. Until the next time, let's activate your faith. Bye-bye now.